This is Dieter Huzel. The following is a recording of Dr. Werner von Braun's address to the 30-year Fort Bliss Old Timers Reunion on the 30th of October, 1975 in Huntsville, Alabama. It was delivered to those present by telephone because Dr. von Braun, due to his operation, had been unable to attend the gathering in person. Conventional telephone hookup was used in combination with the existing public address system of the meeting place. The recording was made by me at the Redstone Arsenal's officers' open mess with a Sanyo Model M 4210 portable cassette tape recorder. The quality of the recording is dictated by the telephone transmission rather than the recording device or the tape copying process. Dr. von Braun's address was preceded by a few opening words from James Hemmel, which I missed due to the somewhat sudden oncome of the transmission. Dr. von Braun's address, however, is complete. The transmission was concluded with parting words by James Hemmel, which are recorded.
Well, thank you, Jim. Fellow old-timers, I can't tell you how sorry I am that I cannot be with you tonight, but the doctor simply wouldn't let me travel beyond the hollering distance of the capital here in Washington, D.C. I envy you not only for the highball, you are probably all wounded in your hands today, at this very moment, but that's something the doctors wouldn't let me do anyway. But I would say I also envy you for this wonderful opportunity to renew old friendships and to talk about the great technological adventures in which our team has an opportunity to play such a major role in the last few decades. And I say our team because I want you to know that I still feel very much the member of that team, a very proud one. You know that I've been a bit under the weather lately, but after a few weeks in the hospital and a bit of repair work in my plumbing system, I'm up and kicking again and talking to you from our Alexandria, Virginia home. But I spent several hours in my Fairchild office in Germantown, Maryland today, which is about an hour's commuting. So you see, I can already take a little reading, a little traveling. And while I must admit that I still feel a bit sore when the road gets too bumpy, things are really getting better every day. So much about my health. Let me now spend the rest of my three-year time here talking about my, or rather our favorite subject, namely the space program. I know many of you are retired by now. Others have turned to different activities. But the space program, exciting beginning, its exhilarating highlights, like the first Redstone, or Explorer 1, or the first man landing on the moon with Apollo 11, or Skylab, are really the true and strong bond that ties our old-timers together. And I'm certain that history will judge those years when outer space was opened up for the activities of man as among mankind's finest hour. I think we can all be proud and grateful to this great country that we had an opportunity to play such a great part in it. Now, as for myself, I'm still not retired, although I sometimes feel I ought to, you know, you come back out of the hospital once in a little week and you wonder whether it's time, but I'm still in my boots and intend to stay there as long as I can. So I'm still deeply involved in the space program. I'm involved in a program that may not be as spectacular as our Apollo flights to the moon, but I don't know, in time it may even become more significant for mankind and mankind's future. Our dear child, EPS-6, direct television broadcast satellite, which I am deeply involved, hangs at this moment in a synchronous orbit high above the east coast of Africa, and it is used for a great experiment in digital television in India. The satellite's powerful transmitter, aided by a huge parabolic dish antenna, brings television into 5,000 Indian villages equipped with receivers which cost less than $700 each. And the program offered is green rice and arithmetic for the kids, instruction for the farmers, lecture, hygiene, family planning, and a bit of entertainment. In fact, I heard somebody say that the entertainment, the fact that the activities are on till 2 a.m. in the morning in some of these villages, may help more subduing the population explosion in India than anything else. Well, the picture and the voice from our satellite come through magnificently. But of course, the first phase of the program is nothing but a vast social experiment. We have to learn as we go how to really make use of this very powerful tool to reach a lot of people. Just consider the magnitude of the problems India faces. We have almost 500 million people, of whom about 80% live in no less than 500,000 villages, half a million villages. And 70% of these people are illiterate. They can't read and write. And why? Because there's no little schoolhouse. There's no opportunity to ever see a teacher. Now that little $700 receiver in the village will one day be the little red schoolhouse where they will be given the opportunities to learn as people are called a favored, fortunate country. Well, this is the end of my commercial of this Fairchild satellite, so let me come back to us, the old-timers. I think I'm full of deepest gratitude to all of you for what you've done for the team and what made the successes of this team possible. I know that I have often been singled out for great honors, my role of it, but I was really only the representative of the team and have never failed to point that out. The city of Huntsville, as you all know, even named their civic center for me, and I think it should really be named after the team. All I can say now is, and I do it really deep emotions. I'm sorry to be unable to be with you, and all I can do now is wish you all a great time tonight, and if you decide to have another drink, then drink it to my health. Good night.
Preceding recording was that of a telephone address by Dr. Von Braun from his home in Alexandria, Virginia, to the reunion, those present at the reunion here in Huntsville today, the 30th of October, 1975.